Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A special word of welcome to our visitors and our guests. If you're here for the first time, we're so happy to have you with us. And we hope you feel at home here at St. Benedict's. So who created those weeds, anyway? Who created those weeds? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he populated the earth with broccoli and spinach and asparagus and all kinds of green and yellow and red vegetables so that man and woman would live long, healthy, and happy lives. Then, using God's great gifts, Satan created ice cream and Krispy Kreme donuts. Satan said, "You want chocolate with that?"
Yeah.
And then the woman added, "Oh, as long as you're at it, can you add some sprinkles to it?" And they gained about 10 pounds each, and Satan smiled. And God created the healthful yogurt so that woman might keep the figure that man found so fair. And Satan brought forth white flour from the wheat and sugar from the cane and combined them. And woman went from size 6 to size 14. So God said, "Try my fresh green salad." And Satan presented Thousand Island dressing, buttery croutons, and garlic toast on the side. And man and woman unfastened their belts following the repast. God then said, "I have sent you heart-healthy vegetables and olive oil on which to cook them." And Satan brought forth deep fried chicken. I love fried chicken. Fried fish, chicken fried steak, so big that it needs its own platter. And man gained more weight, and his cholesterol went through the roof. God then created a light, fluffy cake, and he named it Angel Food Cake. And he saw that it was good. And then Satan created chocolate cake and named it Devil's Food Cake. And God then brought forth running shoes that his children might lose those extra pounds. And Satan gave them cable television with a remote control so that man would never have to get up to change the channels. God even gave them 4 or 5 versions of ESPN. And man and woman laughed and cried before the flickering blue light, and they gained lots of pounds. Then God brought forth the potato, naturally low in fat and brimming with nutrition. And Satan peeled off the healthful skin and sliced the starchy center and deep fried them into chips. And man gained pounds. God then gave lean beef so that man might consume fewer calories and still satisfy his appetite for meat. And Satan created McDonald's and the 99-cent double cheeseburger. And then he asked, "Do you want fries with that?" And man replied, "Yes." And the devil said, "Then supersize it." And Satan said, "This is good." And man went into cardiac arrest. And God sighed, and he created quadruple bypass surgery. Then Satan came out and created HMOs. Who created those weeds anyway? I've got to tell you, when you hear this parable of the weeds among the wheat, at first you have a tendency to think, oh, I can clean that up. The 21st century solution is to go to Home Depot and buy some Roundup. You know, it comes in a big white bottle and it kills all your weeds. And the more you spray it, the more it kills the weeds. And so people think, oh, wonderful, I'll get rid of the weeds. But I got something to tell you about the context of Scripture. These weeds that Jesus was speaking about 2,000 years ago, they were known as bearded darnel. You ever heard of that? Bearded darnel are the kind of weed that resemble wheat. So they would grow closely and intertwined with the wheat. It was difficult for the farmers to get rid of the weeds, not just because they were intertwined, but there was a kind of poison in this kind of weed that would kill the wheat. And that's why Jesus gives this story and tells us that the farmer said, it must have been an enemy that did this to us, because no one would do something so evil. But let's talk about the weeds. What are the worst weeds we deal with today? Because if the weeds are the presence of evil in our lives and in our world, we've got to ask ourselves, how do those weeds choke us up? How do those weeds hurt us? There's something about this biblical story that reminds us that evil and good, good and evil, grow alongside each other, exist together. There's something deeply spiritual about the image that Jesus is presenting to us. And what's deeply spiritual about it is that there has always been this struggle between good and evil. And the greatest evil we deal with is sin. Sin, which is present in our lives in so many ways, everything that separates us from God. I can tell you that as a little boy growing up here in South Florida, my first job was to be a weed puller. That meant that I borrowed a big black trash bag from my mom, and I went to my neighbor's yard and I said, "I'll pull your weeds." My neighbor next door thought it was a great idea. I remember that was my neighbor Martha, and she rests in peace, great lady. She said, "Oh, sure, Albert." And I started pulling weeds. Now, when I first started pulling weeds, I thought that if I plucked them out quickly, I would get the job done faster, and it would be more efficient. But I discovered something. Weeds have roots, and they have deep roots. And to get the weed out, you gotta kinda wiggle it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And you wiggle it, and then you start up. And as you start up, you can see how the whole root system comes out. I was 6 or 7 years old when I did that, and I can tell you, I'm still pulling weeds. I still live in South Florida. But I can tell you about weeds, because they're not all created equal. Some weeds come out real softly and easily. Some weeds, you gotta really pull. When you get older and smarter, you get yourself some gloves, because you know you're gonna be pulling. So you pull and pull and pull. But if you don't get them from the roots, you'll never get rid of what's causing those weeds. And I'm going to tell you something. The same exact things happen in our spiritual lives. The same thing is happening. If you don't get those evil weeds from the root, and pull them out, they stay there. Psychologists love to talk about the roots of bitterness. Maybe you've heard that phrase. And they're deep. And sometimes they're the result of an abuse situation as a child, something horrible that you saw, experienced, or heard. Sometimes they're bitter memories, difficulties we've been dealing with that we haven't really completed or closed the chapter or concluded the chapter, and so they're still kind of brewing. Situations that bother us. And that kind of weed, that kind of evil, only you and I can get rid of. Because with God's grace, we have to go to the root of the matter and begin to pull it out. And that is perhaps the worst kind of weed we deal with. Then there's the evil in the world. You know, we see the violence, we see the prejudice, the bigotry, we see the level of hatred, all those things we see, that's out there, no doubt about that. But there's only so much you and I can do to pluck those weeds. Because those weeds are not 100% your responsibility. Those weeds are the result of sin in the world and in society, and so the best way to combat those weeds is to do what is good. To sow seeds of love. Because you know what Jesus says in the gospel, right? Let them grow together. And when it's time to reap the harvest, then you can separate the weed from the wheat. And the weed can be burned over here, and the wheat can be used and put in the barn. Where have you heard that before? Separate the sheep from the goats. Ever heard that before? See, good and evil coexist. But you and I, as people of faith, we must focus on the good. Part of our problem is our attitude. As Christians, we have to have a more positive attitude. We've got to spend more time looking at the wheat. How many of you know a complainer? How many of you have a complainer in your family, a chronic complainer? I call them the whiners. They're always whining about something, right? And so as Christians, yes, we can look at the weeds, but we have an obligation to look at the wheat. God has blessed us. I believe the wheat in the field symbolizes the blessings of God. And the wheat in the field symbolizes the grace of God, which grows. And as the grace of God grows, it grows because even though the weed is there and may interfere and try to choke, nothing is greater than the grace of God. And so the wheat symbolizes the blessings of God among us, and God is with us. In spite of the weeds, God uses us. And we can continue to grow if we focus more on the wheat and a little less on the weeds. There's no doubt that we will always have the weeds with us. We'll always have to combat evil. But we have to start with the weeds. Here, pluck out the sinfulness in our own lives. Take out whatever is causing bitterness and sadness in us. Do not give in to the negativity. Do not give in to the spiritual apathy around us, but to look at the wheat and see the blessing of God and understand that we're blessed with so much more. See, a lot of our life, a lot of what we're called to, A lot of what God is asking of us has to do with our attitude, what we give it, what we offer it, what we throw out there. There was a young boy who was ready to walk out on his own. And so the mother let him go over to the wilderness nearby. She said, "Be careful, son. This is your first time going out there. And you may be by yourself, and you've got to be careful with the animals. Be careful, don't get yourself in any dangerous situations. Come back home before sundown." And so the boy went out there. He screamed out in the wilderness, "How are you?" Shortly after he heard, "How are you? What's your name? What's your name? You're a mean boy," he said. "You're a mean boy." So he started running back home, ran back home real fast. He said, "Mom, Mom, I wasn't alone out there. There was someone else, and they were talking to me." He said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "No, I said, you know, you're a mean boy." He said, "You're a mean boy back." He said, "Well, you know, maybe that wasn't a nice thing to say. Did you ever think to go back and say something nice?" And so the little boy really thought about it and back out there. "I'm sorry." The voice came back, "I'm sorry." "I love you." The voice came back, "I love you." The little boy was so happy. He was so excited. He ran back home and said, "Mom, Mom, you'll never believe it. I said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. I said, I love you. He said, I love you." And then the mom had to have a conversation with the son about the echo. See, what we throw out there is oftentimes what we get back. If we throw out good things, if we throw out loving actions, if we try to plant the good seed, we're probably going to reap better things. That does not mean that the weeds will not grow. That does not mean that you won't have obstacles, and it doesn't mean you won't have difficulties. But chances are that if your attitude is better, if you are more positive, if you're trying to project something good, you're going to get something good back. And so who's the real enemy? Oftentimes, we are our own worst enemy. It's like that sign they had in an office. Everybody had to check in. You know, with their little card, what do they call that? The little card you check in, the time clock? Punch card. And they would come with a punch card, and right there was a sign, and on top of the sign there was a mirror, and the sign said, "This is the person that is impeding your growth." Right on top of the sign there was a big mirror. Sometimes we give in to the weeds around us, and we forget that we're called to be wheat. We have been planted by the greatest planter of all, the Lord Jesus himself. He has given us the opportunity to grow and to be builders of his kingdom. May we always have time to look at the wheat. May we turn away from the weeds that choke us. And may we realize that the weeds that we have within us are the first ones we have to combat. Because once we combat those weeds, we will be able to grow into the full stature of Christ. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.